Well, I did. You know, I haven't really weighed in too many Senate races, but one of them I did endorse in was in Missouri. A business guy and manufacturer, John Bruner, ran. He finished second to Todd Akin. And when I heard Todd Akin really pretty well blow up his campaign, I thought, because there's very little time, he's going to have to either get out of the race today, or else then it's a huge court fight. But just trying to encourage him to do that, because we simply can't afford to lose that Missouri Senate race. It's eminently winnable. And if we're going to stop the implementation of Obamacare, if we're going to actually put this country on a path of fiscal sustainability, we need Republican majority in the Senate, and Missouri is a key race to win in order to accomplish that.
The charge coming from some callers is that Democrats don't throw their own under the bus as fast as Republicans. But your take on that charge?
Well, I'm pretty sensitive to that as well. Let's face it, there's a huge double standard in terms of what Republicans can say and not get away with, and what Democrats say and do get away with. But it's a reality we have to recognize. And what Congressman Akin said is totally indefensible, quite honestly. So it'd be hard to defend. I'm afraid he puts that race at risk. And there's a fellow sitting in the wings there, John Bruner, who I think can easily win that race. And that's why I hope the folks in Missouri decide to tap for their Senate candidate on the Republican side.